Welfare is a comparatively new branch of our activities. For a couple of years, we did what we could in a small way, but did not make much progress. This spring, however, largely due to the help and support of the Dominion's office, we were able to set up a real welfare program. Every camp, except a few which are closing shortly, has a recreation hut where games may be played and letters written. These huts are equipped with tables and chairs, games such as darts, checkers, cards, etc., and in most cases, a miniature billiard table. Magazines and papers supplied by the British Councils and other friends are also available. Attached to each hut is a dry canteen where tea, cocoa, soft drinks, and light refreshments are for sale, as well as cigarettes, tobacco, razor blades, toothpaste, and all the other odds and ends that are always needed but are hard to get when the nearest shop is several miles away. These canteens, by the way, are run by the wives of members of the unit. Arrangements are being made to hold adult education classes in the recreation huts during the winter nights, and it is hoped that, by the time this is in print, these classes will be in full swing. Our latest venture is the formation of our own Home Guard Battalion. Many of our members are or have been members of local Home Guard units. This did not work out very well due to the locations of our camps and the necessity of moving men long distances from time to time. As a large number of our members wanted to get a little military training, it was decided to apply for permission to have a battalion raised within the unit. A few weeks ago, the War Office authorized the raising of the 3rd Inverness-shire, Newfoundland Battalion Home Guard. The full authorized strength of the battalion has volunteered. Enrollment is well underway and training has started. We have asked to be allowed to wear Newfoundland shoulder titles and our unit badge as a cap badge.